Lindsay Ellison lived at the Gaylord Apartments. If Mark McCoy was holed up here, this case would be a cinch. All I had to do was knock on the door. That was strange. The door was unlocked. I pushed it open.
Hello, Lindsay. My name's Rick Lowell. I'm a detective and...
I closed the door. It seemed nobody was home. Lindsay's things were scattered all over. Then I saw it under the Murphy bed. An ankle. Lindsay was dead, strangled. But she'd only been dead for a while. Maybe she did have a quarrel with McCoy. Maybe it did get out of hand. Maybe McCoy killed her. Maybe... I froze. It seemed somebody else was looking for Lindsay. It might be McCoy, and it might be the police. Either way, it wouldn't look good. Not for me. Not with Lindsay freshly strangled. I didn't make a sound. Maybe they'd give up and go away. Maybe they'd... The phone. Just what I didn't need.
Don't bother knocking. If she was home, she'd answer the phone. Come on, let's go.
Whoever it was got tired of waiting and left. I gave them time to make the stairs and then answered the phone. Maybe it was McCoy.
Hello, Miss Ellison's residence.
Lindsay, time to deal. Bring your half to the Palace of Fine Arts at 9 p.m. tonight. I'll see you then. Bye.
Wait. I'm not Lindsay Ellison, I...
No, you're not, Mr. Private Detective.
McCoy, so you are here.
Yeah.
Put down that gun. Or didn't you notice I've got one, too?
Tune in again next time for part two of The Stuff Dreams Are Made Of. Another exciting adventure for Rick Lowell, Private Eye. This has been a Ruyasonic Radio production.